The debate around the proposed deficit levy has so far focused on the economic impact of the government's debt burden, but economists are warning of a bigger threat to the country's future, the unrelenting growth in household debt. Figures released today show Australians owe $1.8 trillion to banks and other lenders. Adjusted for inflation, that's the highest level in 25 years and the equivalent of $80,000 per person. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
The Reserve Bank's decision to leave the official interest rate on hold today at 2.5% no doubt came as a relief to Australians with a share in the country's mounting private debt. Today's analysis from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows the value of that debt in real terms is higher than it's been since 1988. And David Skutenko from the ABS says it's not just high in historical terms. By global standards, our debt burden is among the highest in the developed world.
We often compare household debt with household disposable income. At the moment in Australia, well, in 2013, it was 1.8 times household disposable income. In comparison to the G7 countries such as the United States, 1.1 times household disposable income. The UK, 1.5 times household disposable income.
And I suppose the fallout from the GFC in those countries was somewhat different as well in terms of deleveraging and people paying off some of those debts.
Very much so. And we have seen in Australia since the GFC a tailing off of the rise of debt.
And that tailing off has been significant. Household debt per person has increased at an annual rate of 2% since the start of the global financial crisis. Between 2001 and 2007, it was growing at an annual rate of 10%. And David Skutenko says the most recent growth rate is more in line with the longer-term trend.
I would let other economic commentators decide on whether it's sustainable, but definitely moving to more sustainable, one would suspect.
But while household debt is growing at a slower pace, it is still growing. And over the past 25 years, it's been growing at twice the pace of house prices. One economist who is prepared to say whether that's sustainable is Steve Keen. And he says rising private debt is a much bigger problem than yearly government deficits and overall government debt.
Government debt is trivial in this country. It's of the order of 12 to 14% of GDP in net terms, whereas household debt's of the order of 100% of GDP. And now that interest rates have been dropped as low as they have by the RBA, households, speculators are diving into the mortgage market once more and driving up household debt levels.
Bank of America Merrill Lynch chief economist Saul Eslake agrees that private debt is demanding of more attention.
The key difference between Australian household debt and American household debt in particular is that over 72% of Australian household debt is owed by households in the top 40% of the income distribution, and they have a greater capacity to manage their liabilities and to meet them than people in the lower part of the income distribution, which is where much of the lending in America before the financial crisis went.
So it's the quality of that debt, the capacity for people to repay, that should be the focus as it continues to grow.
That's right, and as you said, debt is basically growing in line with income at the moment. It isn't growing at an unsustainably rapid rate anymore, and hence the overall degree of concern we should have about the prospect of a financial crisis anytime soon along American lines is fairly small. The concern that it will act as a brake on how fast spending can grow, especially in circumstances where income growth is likely to be fairly weak, is, however, a very real and live one.
Bank of America Merrill Lynch chief economist Saul Eslake ending that report from Pat McGrath. And that's all in tonight's PM. Back tomorrow, I'm Mark Colvin. Good night.